is No Pink Spandex episode 59 for Saturday, March 21st, 2009. Lisa J here with another episode of No Pink Spandex. In this episode, we, being myself, Jaren, Katie, review Power Rangers RPM's third episode, Rain. And I think that's all I have to say. I usually have longer openings and I ramble and such like that, but I think that, there is one thing. I almost forgot. Make sure that when you hear the commercials, you listen throughout the entire commercial break. Listen to the whole thing because there's a little surprise that I'm gonna little stick in there. A little surprise. You can go and hunt and peck for the surprise, but just sit back and relax and watch. And I was gonna say watch because I almost forget that we also do video on newpinkspandex.com. So, but just sit back and listen to the wonderful commercials that we have, because there is a little teaser for something that is coming up next week. Okay, so I think that's all I have to say. No, there is one more thing. See, this is the part where I ramble, but this is really important. I'm very thankful that people have been giving us feedback and leaving comments on the message boards and emailing, and have even email, and I don't remember, somebody else contacted us, and leaving comments on our site at nobingspandex.com. So we're very thankful, and when the next time that we record, I'll, you know, bring up some of those comments and what have you, and I'm just so thankful that people have been responding and are really happy that No Pink Spandex is back. Very thankful. But I do want to remind you that if you have any more comments, message boards, email, that's cool. That's great. But we do have voicemail that you can leave us. You can leave us voicemail at 206-338-2598. You can go to nopinkspandex.com and you can find out all the information there, including where you can reach us by voicemail. So, call, you can email, you can leave messages on our website, you can leave messages on the message board. We read everything, and we are very thankful that you do those things. So, without further ado, I'm going to stop talking, and we're going to get to episode 59 of No Pink Spandex. Okay? So, stay away from the spandex, it doesn't breathe. Peace.
We gotta talk about the new episode, Rain. Why is it called Rain?
Because there's rain. It rains during the episode.
Yeah,
it rains on a particular certain people, you know. It rains on little children.
It only rains on Dylan. It doesn't rain on the other three Rangers. because they're like Teflon coated or something.
Basically. You know, or all the rain went into Scott's hair. And
I like this season so much. I found somebody who has really good downloads, and I'm actually keeping them.
I know. Those are the best end codes that I've ever seen ever in life. Because I mean, like, HD is relatively new. So like, I know with Cablevision, you don't really get like the audio, especially, you know, you really don't get the HD quality. So I'm glad someone is doing that, and it actually looks really good. I'm like, wow, I'm keeping them.
I know. I actually, the only seasons I've like kept on my hard drive are Ninja Storm and Dino Thunder and Lightspeed.
I have everything up to Dino Thunder. Because I wanted to rewatch, you know, older seasons and stuff.
Well, I downloaded Wild Force, watched it, and then quickly got rid of it. Quickly.
Can't stand Princess Shayla singing.
Hey, I watched the whole thing over again recently just to give it a second chance. And it still sucked hard. Still hard.
Is it worse than Operation Overdrive?
Overdrive.
Accelerate!
Well,
speaking of a slow motion morph,
Mystic Force, Wild Force, and Overdrive are the worst three series. I don't know how to rank them yet.
Wait, who? Which ones?
Mystic Force, Wild Force, and Overdrive. I haven't really ranked them yet, though.
Mystic Force, Wild Force, Over. Okay. Oh, you haven't ranked. Okay. Okay.
I think Mystic Force is the worst. I think.
Yeah. It's I'm gonna have to watch.
I haven't gone back to watch Mystic Force again because, you know.
Because that's just painful. It's still painful. I mean, there's certain good parts.
Petrified Xander.
Yeah, well, you know, there's certain funny parts, but it's just too much to take at one time. It has to be years.
See, my big problem with Mystic Force is the Rangers.
Yeah,
that's the problem. If you get rid of them,
it'd be a good show.
Although Ferris and I forgot her name. Oh man, it's
what, Melanie?
I'm tired. Yes, thank you. Oh, I feel bad.
But they
were really nice at the con, but
Fire Ass was nice?
He was nice to me. Hello. He was nice to me. I don't care.
Ben was, come on.
Yeah, okay, can I cursing? I have to bleep stuff.
Well, sorry.
Offensive?
Say what?
Offensive now?
Oh, come on.
Unless the name is that.
Exactly. Like, come on.
He's a big Richard.
Say what?
Benta was a big Richard, okay? I'll call him a Richard.
There we go. Yes. 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 Benta was a Richard. Okay, so wait. What were we talking about again? Accelerate and slow motion. I don't know.
Okay, we gotta start from the beginning because I hated that.
Yeah. Okay, let's start from the beginning. All right. The beginning.
I take notes on every episode now. And I watched them twice.
Yes, I watched them twice too. Cause...
Yeah, I had to watch it again about a half hour ago.
I actually wrote down what's her name? Dr. K said about the suits because I thought that was cool.
Yeah. I'm like, she's explaining the freaking morphing grid. Hello.
I know. How great was that?
And it was done well.
Yes.
Yes, it made sense. There's actual science.
I thought it was hilarious.
It's not just Zordon. Spooge all over the place. It actually has a scientific meaning and stuff like that.
You know what? I could have swore to God I heard his voice during this episode.
Who?
Zordon.
I don't... somebody sounded like almost the same as Zordon's voice. I couldn't place it.
Do you hear a lot of strange voices?
Yes, I do. I'm just crazy. You know it.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry.
Heard Zordon, sure, okay.
Uh-huh. Oh, goodness.
Yeah, that happened.
Like, did we already start?
Yeah, we already started.
So started.
Oh, no.
We so already started.
No.
Basically.
Please no.
But no. The beginning of the episode started with how they were, you know, walking into the garage, the new, like, command center, you know,
garage.
New pizza parlor. Or whatever. Oh my gosh, I'm so glad it's not a pizza parlor. God.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. It was, you don't understand how happy I am. Maybe I explained it to you guys previously, but how happy I am that this is not Jungle Fury. Oh my goodness. I'm so happy. Like, things are just regular, like, hey, this is a garage. And look, we're going to walk into this bigger command center. And look, we're going to explain things properly and not be all ambiguous and crap. Oh. It's just great.
They did need a really big fat person there to give them drinks and fries and stuff like that. They did need that. That's the only thing that was lacking.
Yeah.
You gotta have one of those. Gotta have a zany fat person to give them food.
Stupid. Well, I'm sorry, I guess they ran out of them because they all went to the Amazon.
It can be Dead Ernie. It can be, you know, the nurse from Scrubs. I don't care who it is.
Did he just say Dead Ernie? Did he just say that?
Yes, he did.
Well, he is.
Yeah.
No respect. No respect. None.
Well,
you have anything else to say? Anything?
It could be bulk. They could get him back. And him just stand there and give everybody fries.
Just random fries. Where is he going to hand out random fries, dude? Dude. It's like garage. It's like,
Sure. It's the future.
It's the future. No.
They could get a food maker machine from the megaship.
Sure, you work on that. You work on that.
What are they called? What was that thing called again? Food maker machine?
I don't know.
I don't remember, Jeremy.
I don't remember space. You need to remember space.
Or they could get Ernie's cake machine that pops out like foam, and they pretend it's cake.
Zach's birthday. Oh God!
It's like pink suds, and they say, "Yeah, that's cake." Okay, sure it is.
Actually,
I pretend the shaving cream that Norg had was like a friggin' ice whatever. What was it? He thought it was ice cream. Oh, good time. Anyway,
back to RPM.
Is that off track?
A little bit. But yeah, you just gone down this like fat.
Anyway, they said the morphing grid was an unseen energy grid that connects life force of all living things.
Yeah, aka the morphing grid.
That's right.
And the little quips about the spandex, quote unquote, and she's like, "That's not spandex." I'm like,
"Yeah, she got all bent out of shape about that."
It is an experimental exoskeleton that's natural human electrical output to prolong battery life.
Say that again.
It is an experimental exoskeleton robotic suit that uses natural human electrical output to prolong battery life.
Man, he did write down notes. This is like a first. People, yeah, this is not a game.
She called it the Ranger Prototype Series Covert Infantry Biosuit.
Yeah, that's going to be shortened real quick.
instead of spandex, it's self-assembling nanofiber shaped with an intercellular-shaped memory alloy.
Yeah, when Ziggy said, "Yeah, what's up with the spandex?" I was like, "Oh crap!" Dr. K.
There are no words of how proud I am right now. There are no words. I'm just saying.
Yes.
Just write this down.
Okay.
Because you just write this down, people. The moment where we like a show so much, we take notes.
I know, it's crazy. And that's why it got canceled. So good, it got canceled. That's the tagline right there. RPM.
Oh my goodness. And then, what's your face? What is it? Oh, and I love how... I just liked the whole first half of this episode really much because it's like, well, not just anybody can, like, come, you know, become a ranger. Like, you have to be a specific type and you have to pass these tests. And you have to do, you know, you actually have to be a ranger.
The test left a little to be desired with the whole... He's sitting in a chair, like, 10 feet away from random fireball. And somehow that test is stress.
Oh, goodness.
With a giant rock on his back?
Hey, super strength. Just saying. He could do it. But but it's so nice to see that, you know, for once, in a really long time, you know, being a ranger means that, oh, you actually have to be good at something.
Like, say, Casey?
Yeah, basically.
God, Casey. Oh.
You know, look. We hadn't talked about Jungle Fury for the whole season. The Casey-isms that I have, is it built up?
Worst Red Ranger ever.
Oh my goodness. No, but you know what? People have been talking about in the thread, I think it was Katie's point from last week where with the whole vengeance thing, and then Katie was like, "Oh well, you know, since Cole like you know killed certain Patera, then you know blah 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 blah. Then that's how it's always all Cole's fault." And I'm
like, "Yeah, it is. It's all Cole's fault. Come on."
Wait,
I know, but I mean, does that make Cole a worse ranger than Casey? I know you got to think about that, right? You got to think about that. It's like, wow, Casey is really bad. Cole, he had like, you know, he really tried, but he was like horrible. But
can I blame that little kid that gave Cole the bike? Can I blame him? Because I didn't like that little kid either.
Oh snap! What was that little kid again?
Animus.
Oh, was that Kite?
Yeah, Kite.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh God! Stupid bikes!
You humans are polluting the earth. I'm gonna take away your Megazord.
Dick. Oh goodness! I didn't get up to that part in Wild Force. I think I stopped somewhere and was like, "Oh, can't do it."
All of it's a blur
right
now.
It's real, real bad. The only thing that helped me make it through that was that I was watching Gow Ranger at the same time, side by side, so I could like
Oh.
mute Wild Force for a second.
And then listen to the dude go, "Oh my God. Oh my God.
Because both
Oh
Wild Force
my
and
God."
Time Force were literally episode for episode the translation of the Sentai. Absolutely, so I had to, mute it. And at some time.
Oh goodness. Okay, but back to RPM. Okay, I keep doing
Okay,
that. I keep RPM.
yes. So, and then he got Ziggy out of jail, and Ziggy was hugging Flynn, and that was awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
He's like, you get in here, give me the thing, and you just.
Yeah, and then he's like taking the picture while they're like all doing like the ranger thing or whatever, and I'm like
Hold on,
that.
before that was the rain. Rain.
No, wait, what are you talking about?
Yeah, because he didn't decide to be a ranger until he went out in the rain.
Yeah, and I asked him. He asked him for a favor, and the
Yeah.
favor was getting Ziggy out of jail.
Yeah, we forgot that.
No, yeah, we
So,
said that.
oh,
And
okay.
then when he got him out of jail, then he went into the. Then he put on the suit and junk, and he was all the morpher thing. And then that's when the shut up. And then that's when Ziggy was like, "Okay, give me a picture." Blah blah blah. Da da da. And then
Yes.
afterward,
They
it
need
was
to
up.
give him a fake high-tech cell phone because that looked like a regular cell phone.
I know,
Come
it's
on,
like,
it's like 100, at least 100 years in the future. Get him a cooler cell phone.
but he's been out in like the desert, so he probably
So,
is like
scrunch
that's like
the
his he probably
parts.
actually like his backup cell phone. You know what I'm saying? Backup, and he was in prison too. Come on, get a kitty break.
Yeah.
Anywho, so all after all that, then some water monster was all blah blah blah
That
and.
wasn't some water monster. That was a Generation 9 amphibious attack bot.
With tentacles.
Sorry, but people just don't understand. Like, okay, I mean, maybe let me pause for a second. Usually, me, Katie, and Jer, we get on Skype and then we just shoot the breeze and we're like, yeah, this happened, that happened, and then we make jokes and whatever. None of us ever take any notes. This doesn't happen. So when Jer, out of everybody, takes notes, I'm proud, but I'm like,
Just blown
wow,
away, people.
I'm blown away.
Man,
Yes.
he's getting his power up there because the first monster was Generation 5, and now we're at Generation 9 already. And Dylan's
Nine.
Generation 7.
Oh, he. Oh, true. Oh.
So
Oh.
Masa's getting up.
That, yeah. True, true, true.
There's a giant monster attacking the abandoned warehouse district. Are you unsure if that spandex makes you look fat? Are you tired of having routine trips to the mall interrupted by giant walking bone monsters? Then we've got the show for you. RangerCast, the most more phenomenal podcast on the web. We've got news, reviews, interviews, and mindless rants about hot topics in Power Rangers, Sentai, Tokusatsu, and more. Visit us online at rangercast.net or find us on iTunes. See you there.
Interview, teaser, alert. Interview, teaser, alert. Alert.
So this person was in Forever Red.
Beetleborg.
Hate you. Die.
No, hey!
Yes, I'm interviewing Vengix. Yes, I am interviewing the virus.
That's right.
Interview, teaser, alert. Interview, teaser, alert. Alert.
Samuel, I play Will in Power Rangers Operation Overdrive.
Seki Tomokazu desu.
Kari Wahlgren, anime American voice actress.
We're Apple Geeks.
Richie, I play Xander on Power Rangers Mystic Force.
Steven Silver.
Hi, this is Rhoda. I play Rose in Operation Overdrive.
You're listening to R5 Central. Take that, you guys. What profanity there.
Two years of award-nominated podcasting at its finest, but it's far from over yet. Whether it's news and reviews on anime, tokusatsu, or Asian cinema, epic convention reports with the cosplayers to match, or kick-ass indie music from Japan and beyond, the place to be is at R5 Central. At r5central.wordpress.com. We're also on iTunes and MySpace. See you there.
I believe you said move, please.
Next thing was Dylan had his crazy dream.
Yeah, after he said that he doesn't sleep.
Oh, with with his flashbacks.
Well, I
Dude,
assume
he's.
when he said I don't sleep, was he saying I don't sleep as in I don't have to, or was he saying I don't sleep as in I have bad memories?
Who knows? But all we know is we got some ideas what to what's going on.
And we assume the woman in his flashback was the robot chick, right?
That's
well,
what
that's
I
what people
thought.
Are assuming. Yeah.
It's either the robot chick or it's a real girl that the robot chick is based on, right?
Right.
Something like
right.
that.
Right.
That would be.
Must be his. It's, it
Maybe
has to be his
sister
sister
or girlfriend or.
Because it'd be so cliche if it was the robot chick. Like, you know, like you'd be like, oh, okay, it's a robot chick.
Although
okay,
I like the
before.
Fact, though, people were complaining that she wasn't in the episode, and I thought that was a good thing if it is her, not to put her in the episode.
Right.
Because if you put her in the episode, you make it pretty damn obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So not putting her in the episode makes little kids actually have to think.
Well, I'm thinking it's the sister because he kind of looked at the brother and sister in the park and was kind of thinking to himself, which makes me think that who he's actually looking for is his sister.
Either that or he was looking at the kids in the park because he's a predator.
That too.
Yes. Wait, who does that show? Brian Williams? Who does that show?
Brian
to
Williams.
Catch a Predator. So get
Chris
Brian Williams on that biatch.
Chris Hansen. Close.
Oh, Chris Hansen, my bad.
Brian Williams.
I don't know, one of those.
Yes, that's the nightly news guy. He does that.
Yes, it is. Because they are very much related somehow. I don't know. Whatever. I don't watch that show. I don't know. But all I heard was To Catch a Predator. You gotta watch it. I'm like, no. I don't wanna watch pervy people do pervy things. That's quite all right.
Chris Hansen, what are you doing here? You thought there was a little girl here.
This is wrong. This is wrong that random Chris Hansen would be walking into Corinth. Hey, how did you get here? You've been watching those children a little
well,
bit too long.
Dylan does like to carry candy with him.
That is true.
Oh.
That is true.
He lures little kids into his car with his candy.
That is true. That is true.
He's like, hey, little girl, I got another sucker for you.
See?
Zip.
See, that's why Scott doesn't trust him.
Scott's all bent out of
Scott
shape.
Scott does look like a little, looks like a little kid on his in his own right.
Yeah, he does.
He does a little bit.
Baby face.
He had to, no, honestly, he had to like, they had to get a shot with him standing next to everyone because he is taller. So it's like, I'm not a kid, stand next to the short people. It's like, seriously. I'm like, oh, okay. Because he was looking a little.
That's the only one I don't like yet. He's not doing anything for me yet.
I think. No, I think he reminds me of Connor a little bit.
Connor.
Oh, but Connor's cool.
Oh, yeah, why? Cool. Because Connor's white and Scott's
See,
black?
Can,
is that
be,
what, is that what
be,
we're going to do? Racist?
You can be douchey and cool at the same time. Scott's just being douchey.
I think he has a chip on his shoulder because he's trying to be the leader
he's
type.
Trying,
and then,
yeah.
and then you
sure,
got
I'm
Summer
sure
telling him
sure
what
they'll
to
give
do.
Him motivation, but right now, just a douche.
Say what?
I'm sure they'll give him motivation and I'll understand why he's douchey, but right now he's just a douche.
Okay, well, I'm trying to explain to you why he might be a douche, but you don't want to hear it.
I'm sure it's there.
Okay.
But I'm for Ranger Red, because right now, just a douche.
Okay, no. I don't think so. This is why I think he is a douche. You got the dude lost his brother, all right? Then he's coming back. He's, you know, he's the leader or whatever. But then, like, Summer's telling him, look, we need this guy. We got to trust him. He's really great. And he's like, I don't trust this guy, whatever. But oh, what you got to do? You got to trust the guy because, you know, you can't even handle some grinders on your own. So now you got to get this guy, you know. And now the guy's actually done a good job and then done stole your car. He's going to be a little bit of a douche. A little bit.
He probably has a chip on his shoulder because he's like the only Red Ranger in history that the first episode wasn't about him.
Yes.
So
basically. Yeah.
He's protesting. He's like, really? Like, because it's because I'm black, right? It's because I'm black.
You're giving more focus to Ziggy than me. Damn, yep. Ziggy.
Maybe he needed some dreads, you know? I mean, to
some dreads. Oh God.
That's only way that he can get focus episodes is because he has some dreads. Just saying.
Yeah. Okay.
Just saying. Anywho.
Okay, where were we? Let's see, he stole his car. Ziggy told him where to go.
Yeah, why would Ziggy tell him where to go?
Okay, here's my one problem with that, okay? My logical flaw with the whole thing, right? Ziggy knew that they vent propane gas from Station 19 every single day at dawn, right?
Mm-hmm.
if you were Benjix, who's got a friggin' barricade around the entire Corinth city, don't you think he would notice a pattern, like venting gas from the same exact entrance every day at the same time?
Well, this is where I come in with rainbow color spandex, fighting evil, beating down the monsters. I mean, there's,
you can't say that with a season that's actually have smart writing.
I know who actually is smart. I know this is so hard.
Because if it was me and I was running the city like that, I would vent it from a different place every single day, randomly at different times.
Mm-hmm.
So they would never know where to enter. Because doing it the same place, same time every day, you're basically inviting him to attack.
But I think, I think the reason why it's there's flames every 2 seconds. They probably
can get through flames.
Especially if they all blow up while they try to go in there. Huh?
They had a sprinkler robot in this episode too. He could get rid of them flames.
Sprinkler robot. What was it called again?
That would be a Generation 9 amphibious attack bot.
Oh, yes.
And they gave him a real name in the end credits, but I didn't care.
Water hoser.
Something like that. Something spouter or something.
Water hoser. That I remember. I don't remember the Generation 9, you know.
Benjix said.
OPP, you know me. I don't know. Whatever. So, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. You would do it from a different place at different. What other place would they? You know, isn't that like? It seems to be like the only entrance to the place.
Well, if it's Station 19, there's probably 18 other stations at least.
I don't think so. They probably have different stations. Are different types of entrances, not like big old entrances. They probably
all the entrances look the same.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
The only thing different from that one is that there were flames.
Okay, there might be little entrances for like little puppies. Okay, there might be big entrances like that one. Okay, there might be little sewer entrances. You never know. You never know.
The entrance that Scott came in a few years ago looks exactly like the entrance that Dylan and Ziggy came in. Looks exactly like the entrance that vented the propane gas. They all three look the same.
Because they're recycling locations.
Exactly. I'm just telling you, she's wrong.
I'm just saying, it just looks like whatever. It's the same entrance.
I understand why they did it, but it just is a little bit of a logical fallacy.
Not a big deal. I know.
Gotta be fair.
But anywho.
Can't just fillet the whole episode.
No. I didn't get to second half part. Don't believe you me. Please. This whole episode was not like pure golden. No.
Yeah.
How come people keep putting in the coordinates for the city and getting different and like, you know, results on their Google Maps or whatever?
Because I think the first time we heard the coordinates weren't the complete coordinates. And so when they put it in, they got Boston. And then now we got the full coordinates and now people are saying it's Greenland.
I like it better when it's Boston.
I know. So confusing.
I don't think it's Greenland.
How could it be Greenland?
Because Greenland is covered in ice.
But maybe not in the future it's covered in ice.
Well, unless the fire cap, I mean, not the fire cap, ice caps have completely melted.
Just the fire caps.
The fire caps as well.
The
fire caps melt a lot easier than the ice caps. I'm just going to throw that out there.
You're just going to throw that out
there. Jeremy, either that or the whole Earth went bug nuts on its ass.
Bug nuts, you say?
Bug nuts, yes. Went out of whack, yes.
I had no idea what she said. I was like, what?
Oh, no.
Bug nuts?
Never mind.
Out of my head, move along.
But yes. No, I mean, so if it's in Iceland, Greenland, Ireland, whatever, I mean, I don't know. It's just...
Well, Iceland's fine, because Iceland is not covered in ice.
Right, but it's in the future... It could be, you know, not ice, covered in ice anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, I know, but I still like it better in Boston.
Well, yeah, we always like, you know, good old US of A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it'd probably be a lot easier to get the Statue of Liberty there, too.
I know!
The Statue of Liberty is more than one Statue of Liberty, okay?
Yes, there but it's a cool one.
Say what?
Are they all, like, exactly the same size, too? The four of them?
No.
People said?
No, I don't think so. I know they're replicas. They're freaking, I bet you there's one in Vegas.
Right, but I mean, ours is the biggest, right?
Well, yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's cool idea that the Statue of Liberty is there, though, because it really signifies that the world's ending and that's their big symbol of hope.
True. You know?
Yeah.
Like, aww.
Because what isn't the whole thing is that, like, New York is where all the refugees from across the world came in, and
yeah,
so now
looking for hope.
Is where all the refugees, the tired and the poor and the weak and the hungry, whatever they say. It's a very nice symbolism there by showing the Statue of Liberty.
And it shows that Corn City is a big mother. What? It's huge.
What?
Corn City is like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I feel like I don't mind if it's in Greenland or whatever, because it kind of shows that, hey, you know, Rangers exist on other countries, and you know,
Wouldn't
outside
get
of
there a lot easier too.
California, but but you know, yeah, you know, hopefully, and maybe this is just high hopes, but you know, those coordinates, they keep getting repeated over and over again, so maybe there's some significance in them getting repeated.
Oh, I already said my reasoning behind it is because we already know that the Gold and Silver Ranger are Asian twins, so they easily could have migrated from Asia over all this time when they finally get to Corn City. And to get from Asia all the way to Corn City, you'd have to be a pretty big badass, and based on the Sentai footage, the Gold and Silver Rangers are badasses.
Mm.
They kick lots of ass.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
Oh, yeah. The two of them together could easily take out the five.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah. They're awesome.
I wonder, are we gonna get any more like those new American-made Rangers and stuff? Are we gonna get that again?
I don't think so.
I hope not either.
Why? We already have seven. Do you need more than seven?
No, I said I hope not.
Okay, I'm just saying. Like last year, at least I understood it because there were only five Rangers, so maybe they wanted more. But I mean, seven's more than enough.
You know, yeah. And it's not
besides, the same crackheads aren't in charge anymore, so.
That is true.
Extra Rangers in there.
So, but yeah, I mean, after you know, you saw the Rangers kind of having their trouble with the Grinders and what have you, and you know, it's like, okay, it was kind of predictable. Like, okay, you know, Dylan's gonna come back, blah blah, whatever.
Is it just me, or does it seem really silly that the Rangers have to run across the city?
Well, at first I was like, "What? Where are their cars?" But yeah, then I was like, "Well, Dylan stole what's-his-face car."
It's a season based on cars, and they don't have a damn car to drive around the city.
Yet.
Right.
Yet. It's,
I understand that they can run faster than most because of their crazy tire boots, but it just seems really weird to me that they don't have like a big like light-speed Humvee. They need a light-speed Humvee.
Well, I mean, yeah, it looked a little weird, but at least it showed that, like, they don't have everything, like, right out the gate. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, well, we got blah, 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 blah. Yeah, like,
they've been Rangers for a year.
Say what?
They've been Rangers for a year. This ain't no right out the gate.
No, it's not that they haven't. It's not that they've been Rangers for a year. It was just a year later since that thing happened.
I don't care. Car's not that hard to get. You get them a minivan, and you
maybe
they're or get them the semi.
Get them that crazy big truck they have to have every single year. The semi they have to have every year.
Minivan,
semi.
Yeah, that's really like, you know, efficient. Let's drive over everything. Okay, we'll be there in 50 minutes.
That's that giant semi.
Oh goodness. No, but I mean, it was like, okay, you guys are, you have a garage. You don't have another car you guys can drive.
Yeah, don't Ranger teams usually have bikes or something?
Or, you know, something. But, you know.
Yeah.
But hey, at least they didn't, like, screech all over the place when they had to stop places and fight. Oh my gosh. It was like, I'm like, good thing
Although,
they didn't do that again.
It was pretty out of left field when I saw, friggin' Summer start throwing a Kamehameha. That was messed up.
Oh my, like,
she started throwing fireballs. I'm like,
no,
what?
Yeah, seriously, like, how you do kid? What the? I was like, what is this, Street Fighter all over again? What is this? What's going on?
Yeah, and like, then Flynn with his, what was his, like, time manipulation burst?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what was that? I didn't even understand him when he said it.
Both was out of nowhere. I'm like, what the hell was that?
It's the Ranger powers, Jeremy. It's the...
Random.
It's like the Dino Gem powers.
That was random as hell. It's like they decided not to use the bikes, but they had to have the giant explosions that come with the bikes. So they just have Rangers start throwing fireballs.
Rangers make no sense at times.
It took me a little off guard to see the crazy fireballs.
But at least, at least you saw them kind of be, you know, down and out. Like,
they had to do it so that they had a reason to be so weak.
Yeah. And bring what's his face? It's like, we need backup.
Yeah.
Backup. And then Dylan's
what
like,
backup?
I'm gonna watch the flames. We need backup. No, I'm gonna still watch the flames. Okay, I'm gonna drive the car. They're screaming. Oh, that's okay. No, that's all right. Watch the flames. Okay, fine. I'll turn around. I was like, okay, predictable. Whatever. Yeah. And then after that, it was just like, okay, fight people. You know, regular stuff, blah, blah, blah. Zord action, until I forgot what part of it, but all of a sudden, like, out of Flynn's Zord comes, like, a switchblade. I was like, what? Gangsta?
That happened in the last episode.
The first time they had that, too. It's their sword, but it looks like crap.
It's a switchblade, dude. I'm sorry.
Well, it folds up so it looks exactly like one of the engine cells. That's the whole point. It's the same size and everything as an engine cell when it folds up.
Switchblade.
I know.
I'm just saying, Flynn's a gangster. That's all I gotta say.
Like a 50-foot, like, friggin' part that's not even a blade. It's only got a tiny blade tip.
So okay, you know what? The CG flips out this, okay? Showing the knife. I'm just saying.
You get two compartments. One holds that and one holds his actual cell.
But, you know. But I was like, I had a little moment. I was like, oh, okay. They're getting a little gangster. That's okay. That's all right.
He's going to shank the monster.
Yes. Exactly. It's hilarious. But, you know.
Yes, next week he pulls out his screwdriver.
I was going to say box cutter, but okay. So, but yeah, no, I mean, like, the second half of the episode was kind of boring. I'm like... Okay, they're weak now, okay, you know, Zord.
Yeah, I'm not feeling the fact that Dylan was able to take out supposedly hundreds of grinders.
But he's a what is it, Generation 7
yes.
thing, bot
But
thing?
Hundreds of them?
What's his name, SPD, Shadow Ranger, took out 100, one of them crybots or whatever.
But not hundreds.
Hundred.
Whatever.
Flynn said he took out, there were hundreds of them.
Okay, not literally.
That's what Flynn said. Are you calling Flynn a liar?
Well, Flynn's a gangster, so I assume that he would lie one of these times.
So he's trying to dissuade Dylan from fighting or something? No, there's hundreds of them. You can't do it.
No, no. I mean, it's just, come on. It's figure of speech, dude.
He said hundreds.
Just a figure of speech. Like, every time I say I'm going to, like, kill you and stab you, well, no, actually, I mean it, though. That I mean. But, I mean, like, people figuratively speaking, but whatever. I mean, and he's a machine. He's a robot. He can do that, though.
They can fix that as long as they say that the grinders are getting upgraded like the monsters. They just need to say
so.
I hope they say that. I have faith that they will.
I have faith, too. I have faith.
Because they better.
Do you have faith, Katie?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, that was convincing.
I know. Really. Don't be like Flynn. Don't be a liar. Don't be a liar.
Dirty Scottish bastard liar.
I know. Gosh. I mean, really. But, so, that's the only part of the episode I was kind of, like, bored with. I mean, on second watching, it wasn't as bad, because I'm like, eh, whatever. But, you know, because, like, the first half just was really, really good for me. But it was really, like... You know, the fights were kind of the same, and, you know, some Sentai footage thrown in there, and I'm just like, whatever.
Next episode, we should be busting out some more Zords.
Well, I mean, it's gonna be the same kind of boring Zord crap. I'm just like, who cares?
They're crazy arm attachments.
crazy arm attachments. You mean the G9, 12, and G26 or some kind of crap?
The first black and green get theirs, and then they get a giant orange one of their own. And then the three of those combine into a second Megazord.
Once
they have the two Megazords, then they can combine into G6.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess we'll see. But look, again, I don't mind Zord action. Zord action is cool, but if you're going to make it boring, like, usually 90% of the time, then it's just retarded. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, rewind. Or not even. Yeah, actually, rewind, because I like the first part better.
how do you win then? Because that was just basically the Zord fight from the Sentai, and then if you don't do that, the other option is to speed it up, and people complain about that too. So
not speed it up, make your own.
Make your own Zord action?
Yes.
Wow, you're asking for quite a bit, aren't you?
I know, I'm asking them to, like, do their own show.
But you know, the whole first half of the episode didn't have any Sentai footage in it.
I'm just saying.
And then, okay, that half was cool, and then the other half... Make that all original too. You know, don't do any of the Sentai. Don't do any of it. Not all.
Exactly. Just here we go. Just like, forget about Sentai. You know what? In fact, forget about Toei. Really, you don't need their money. Really, come on. Seriously.
Yeah.
Like funding the show. Come on, please, please.
Yeah. Because the only other time they were able to do that was season 2 and 3 when it was at the height of its popularity and had tons of money. So, but do even more than that. Yeah, sure. Okay.
Yeah, of course.
That's possible.
Yeah. I love the idea. I'm pretty smart.
I mean, the only thing that happens then is you just fire executive producers because they use too much money.
Yeah, that's a plan.
Okay, yeah. Oh, I see how it works. Yeah, it's very realistic.
Do you hear any music in the background?
No.
From Mayan? No? Okay, good. All of a sudden, I heard Madonna and Justin Timberlake on the television outside. Mm-hmm. So
you're both hearing phantom noises now. Okay.
No, actually, mine is real.
Sure, of course they are.
Katie's, on the other hand.
God, guys, come on. Jesus.
Everybody's is always real.
Hey, you know what? Crazy. You can take your Generation 9 attack bot and shove it. That's all I gotta say.
Amphibious attack bot.
So say.
Amphibious attack bot.
Sorry, amphibious.
Well, yes. Don't hate just because I prepared.
No, I'm proud. No, I am really proud of you. I'm very happy because there's a show that we actually care about that we take notes and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's really great. It's really great. And when you have a show that you really wanted to gouge your eyes out and then feed it to the people who made you gouge your eyes out, it's a big leap. It's a big leap. So, I'm happy. So, what are we gonna rate this? What are we gonna rate it?
I'm gonna go four.
Yeah.
Some of the fight didn't really. I'm not talking about the Sentai fight. I'm talking about the too much fight with the grinders. Not feeling it, and that took up a lot of time. Lot of time.
Yeah, that did take up a lot of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 4-2. Like,
I do agree. The first 5-10 minutes or so was absolutely gold, absolutely gold. Not a bad thing to say about the first like 10 minutes of the episode.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, seriously, I'm the same way. You know, like the first half was really great, and then people got a little bit too happy with fighting way too long, showing that the Rangers are way too weak, and I'm on the ground, humping the ground, because I'm way too weak. Like, we get it. I get it. You get it. We all get it. So that I wasn't really, like, whatever. There were little bits and pieces here that I liked, but, you know, it's a 4 because, honestly, 4 is really because of the first half. If the first half wasn't there, it would have been, like, mediocre. You know what I'm saying? So.
Okay. Yeah.
Katie.
I miss Scott's dad. Where was he?
I know. He's a colonel general? What is he?
Colonel.
Yeah, he's Truman. Out doing colonel stuff.
Colonel Truman.
Yeah, it was Colonel.
Colonel Mason Truman.
I know, that's like really like, dang.
That's one of the coolest names.
Ever.
The only name that I know that's cooler is Jack Swagger.
What?
ECW champion Jack Swagger.
Oh my god.
Jack Swagger.
Swagger Jack and Peebles. Anyway.
Jack Swagger.
But yeah. Katie, what do you think? What did you think about?
I give it a 4-2. I liked the first half, like you guys said, and I adore Dr. K. Freaking hysterical. But anyway, but yeah, the second half of the episode was kind of I don't know. I did get bored with it. So, yeah, I give it a 4.
Oh, and one thing is I want to say is after this episode, I don't want to see very much Dylan for a little while. I want them to calm down on the Dylan.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Yes. That's another thing that I forgot to say. I was like, okay, he's getting a little bit too broody. It's a little bit like, okay, we get it. He's kind of angry.
I want to see all four other Rangers more focus, then you can go back to Dylan.
Yeah, in fact, I'm going to look up the titles now. Where are the titles?
Next one's got green in the title, I know, because it's all Ziggy.
Is it next one is Ranger Green?
No, but it's got green in the title.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, well, so that's Ziggy all over it. Ziggy.
Yeah, Ziggy.
I mean, everybody's loving Ziggy like, you know, like it's tomorrow or whatever, but I mean...
It's just so amazing to have a comic relief character that's actually funny.
Yes.
Because every single year we have a comic relief character and they're never funny.
Oh, hey.
Okay, not never. Come on.
That was a long time ago. Every single recent comic relief character, except for Fran. Fran had a little bit of funny.
Devin.
Fran had a little bit of funny. Yeah, but then we had Norg and we had Phineas.
Phineas
was funny at times. Don't even try to play. Come on now.
Never.
This is funny at times.
I've already told you Kelson was funny once and once only.
Shut up.
Dino
funny. I don't want to hear it.
He was only funny as the record producer.
Crap, y'all.
Listen to Kira's song. He's like, that's magic. I'm like, that's right, it is. You're magic.
I hate you. I do. I really
You're
do.
Magic. You're magic, record producer Kelson. You are.
Go for the Green.
Yeah.
Is the name of the title for next week.
What's the one after that?
Huh?
What's the one after that?
Yeah.
Handshake? And then it's Ranger Green, and then it's Ranger Red,
Ooh.
And then Ranger Yellow.
Okay.
Ooh.
Parts 1 and 2.
Right.
Ooh.
So.
I wonder what the hell Handshake's about.
I don't want, you know what? Honestly, if it's about Dylan and Ziggy again, I don't want to see that episode. Don't want to see
it. God.
Well, I don't want to see that kind of handshake.
Lisa!
Just say it.
Oh my god.
Just say it.
Yeah.
So. About Dylan being a sexual predator again?
Yes. Yes. It's like he wants to practice on Z. I mean, that's just...
My hand, little boy. And it's my pants.
Oh my goodness. Oh, crap. So, there was anything other Power Ranger crap that,
Hey, last week we were talking about how Corinth City hates all Asians.
That is true.
That's true. That was hilarious.
I seriously hope the Gold and Silver Rangers walk into the door and they immediately get thrown in prison.
Dude, watch the Gold Rangers, the guy that keeps stalking Iggy in prison.
Who's Iggy?
Ziggy.
Or Iggy.
God damn it. Mike, Ziggy.
Iggy is what Dylan calls Ziggy's friend.
You guys suck.
Shadow puppets.
I know that was a line in the episode. He's like, yeah, he can do shadow puppets.
Right.
You know, and after that, we just handshake all night. I'm like, no, I can't.
Honestly, it's probably gonna be a Dylan Ziggy episode.
It has to be, or Dylan Scott.
Well, I forget about this, but the very beginning of Go Under did have a lot of green black episodes together to start.
Mm.
A lot of them.
Mm. Which I'm kind of glad. Great. Yeah, there's a bunch of Dylan. Okay, fine. We can lay him to rest for now. But it's really nice to see them take their time to introduce other people. And then, you know, get back to the core three, okay, because they'll be doing their job. But, like, get back to the ones that are the, you know, the kind of a little bit of the extraordinary, like the little odd ones out. You know what I'm saying? It's nice. It's nice that they're focusing on extra people who are not doing something for one episode or two and then forgotten about, which is nuts. So, yeah, I keep smiling every time I talk about RPM. This is like, this never happens.
It's going crazy, people. Come on. Do the straight jacket.
Oh my goodness. You think I'm joking? I'm crying. Dude, I'm crying.
We'll end it here.
Never.
End it here with Lisa crying.
You know what? This episode is full firsts, okay? First time I'm crying. First time Jer takes notes. Yeah. And the first time that Katie hears Zordon in her dreams.
I'm gonna kill you. I am going to kill you.
I heard Zordon. I heard Zordon, guys.
Oh my god, I'm gonna kill you.
I heard Zordon.
Oh my goodness. I will hunt you down, Lisa. I will hunt you down.